I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Matt.
Yes?
What up?
Nada.
Cool.
Chilling.
Like a...
chia pet.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
You're growing grass out of your head now?
I wish. It feels like that sometimes.
Tell me about it. Moments when my bang, like I have bangs and I just don't, I just, whatever.
Yeah, you know what I did is I came home from work today.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did is I grabbed my purple bandana. And I put my purple bandana holding all my hair up off of my head.
Yeah. Yep. Know that feeling. Know that feeling all too well. What are we doing?
I ask myself that every day.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
But right this second.
Right now. Right meow and roughly for the next hour.
Is the beginning of the great and glorious podcast.
Known as.
Gamers 2.
There it is. Good job.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm Matt. That's Nate.
This is Nate. That was Matt. But Matt.
Yes.
If I wanted to... what have you been playing? Reading?
I was going to say...
Watching? Because, you know, we are cultured people.
Semi-cultured.
Very loose definition of cultured. I'm not saying highly, just vast amounts of all different types. Bad culture, good culture. It depends on what you want to look at. Throat culture, those two.
Throat cultures.
Listen, man, I was a strep throat kid. Throat cultures became a thing.
I got strep on my penis once.
I don't. You know what?
Throwing it out there, that can happen.
All right, we can go into like the weird thing. We can go the toilet paper up down thing, but we'll save all those personal discussions for next week when we don't have news. So
yeah, that's not the reason you'd think. By the way, just throwing it out there. How that happened?
Nope, I don't need to know. It's right, the so same way I've heard people having herpes in the back of their throat. I don't need to know. That is how you thought.
Okay. All right, so mostly this week I've been playing Far Cry.
Yeah, Far Cry. Dramming to Far Cry. Enjoying Far Cry.
What else here? I don't know if I said it last week, but I did finish Black Mesa. It actually ended before... the game.
I feel like you probably felt that it finished it on the weekend. You thought you were close, I think, when we recorded last time.
So the game isn't actually complete. It's not.
Oh, weird. It's almost like there's supposed to be a Half-Life 3.
No. Like, the original Half-Life game.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Making excuses for Half-Life again.
Ended at a certain point.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they're missing, like, the last.
The last chapter?
Like, two or three chapters.
Oh, okay.
In Black Mesa, and they're supposed to be adding it in at some point, but they keep delaying it. So,
Keeping tradition alive.
Yep, basically keeping that tradition alive.
Delay anything you can.
So that was disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah.
And then...
So Far Cry?
Yeah.
Black Mesa?
Yeah.
You got Ghost Recon?
Yeah, I did play some Ghost Recon.
My Ghost Recon fucked itself, so...
Which is kind of devastating, because I was just starting to, like... I was in the swing of that game.
Yeah, I was feeling it. And then all of a sudden, I went to boot up one day to do one of the guns I knew we were talking about getting or something. I was like, I'll just jump in and get it. And it won't launch anymore. And I was like, well, you're going away until I get downtime, because now it's no longer downtime. Now it's pick up and go time.
That fucking game. I can't believe that happened.
Otherwise, you're going through a funk. I'm literally just reading your notes to you.
Yeah, these so. I didn't.
I didn't write these for you.
I didn't. I forgot to edit that game tag part. So those are are old last week.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But
you did go through a funk
last week.
All right. We talked about it last week, then.
Yeah, we did talk about it last week. I just wasn't feeling it. Had to take a step back from the video gaming and.
Basically, I'm just happy I still have a new reinvented mat in 2018 that is specifically my fault from 2017.
Yeah, I mean it's been interesting. Honestly, on that note, I haven't caught as much flack from
other. To be fair, I think both of our assumptions more than both of us, hers might have been much higher for what she thought that meant.
Maybe.
Where it's like I think her real worry was you and I always playing together or anything, when really it's, what, maybe Tuesday and Thursday? Maybe.
Yeah,
usually
I'm
once
still,
before we record.
I'm still usually, I'm on the computer a lot, and she generally doesn't like...
But if you're not talking to me, she still has attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I've gotten more time to play uninterrupted than I had anticipated being the case.
I see.
Which is nice.
It's gonna come back to haunt you.
It might. She just has this wonderful ability to like come in and start talking or need something like right at a crucial point. You know what I mean?
Hot chocolate.
Exactly. Like
hot
just
chocolate.
I don't know what it is. I feel like sometimes she's like outside of the room, like waiting, like listening. Like
sounds crucial. About now, she go. Don't be wrong.
Yeah, so,
like her a lot, but.
She's great.
There's nothing better than when we're in the middle of a mission and I hear, hey, I bought all this stuff for you to make me hot chocolate. And I'm just like, really? Anyway, I love you.
Yeah, she's great.
So is this a movie?
It's a documentary.
Oh, sorry. So you're not reading. You're watching The Cultured.
Yeah, it's actually, I do this thing where when no one likes to do dishes. All right.
I caught myself last time I did them.
So I watch to entice myself to do dishes. I will prop the iPad up on the windowsill and I'll watch a documentary or something.
I usually pull a Twitch stream up and put my phone in the windowsill.
Yeah, if Doc is streaming, I'll watch Doc. But yeah. If not,
I usually do it on Saturday or Sunday, so league streaming.
And this one, I finished The West, which was fantastic, as is all Ken Burns documentaries. And I moved on to a National Geographic documentary. I think they sponsored the distribution of it, essentially.
Oh, okay.
They distributed it, but they didn't actually make it. It was like one of the Tribeca, you know, some sort of
film festival yada yada things. Yeah,
but it's called LA 92, and it's a documentary about the riots in LA, yep, in 1992, and it's super good, super well made. Kind of depressing, obviously.
Well, yeah, especially if you know a lot of the personal stories in those riots.
Yep. So it's good. You know, if you're a history buff, I highly suggest checking it out.
If you're a history buff of the last 30 years, it's a good time.
Yep. And the other thing I just want to throw in there.
Go for it.
Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bill and Ted.
3?
3. Face the Music is the working title. No, like...
So it's not out. It's
No. It was... Okay. I think it was Entertainment Weekly. It has a piece that you'll probably find it on Reddit all over the place. You'll see that picture.
If I care. Yeah.
But,
I pretend like they didn't make a second one. So
dude, they're both fantastic.
All right, no, they're excellent.
They are.
I can't do the sound, but you know,
but,
guitar wailing.
Apparently they are finally making headway with a third one, which is what we need right now in these dark, dark times.
Sure.
Dark,
yeah,
and foreboding.
Oh, my eye is really bugging me.
Anyway. We need the Wild Stallions to save us.
It's not the movie we need, but the
movie
one
we
deserve,
I guess?
I don't know. Don't deserve it, need it, whatever.
What are you playing?
Played some Fortnite on the weekend.
Gross.
Haven't jumped back in this week yet when it reset.
I haven't played since that one game that I played with you guys.
Yep, fair. Played some FM. Good old Football Manager 2018.
Making any progress in that?
Yeah, so we're making progress. We haven't really got together to play this week. This week, we played on the weekend. I'm switching up some tactics and having to do some stuff to kind of try some new things and get some stuff going. It's been working all right, but I kind of hit a little bit of a rough patch. Played some MLB.
You love that show.
The show, 2018, because it's awesome, and I love baseball, hence why it's on behind me right now. And the funny thing, I'm recording on this side, and I can't see the game. Good thing? Yes, because otherwise, this is what it's going to sound like.
Silence and me staring at the back of your head.
No. Exactly. Pretty much that. So yeah, I've been having fun with that. Did not play Batman Episode 5, but it is out. So I'm going to take that off the
list. So more or less problems with the show this year compared to last year?
Less that I've seen so far in my playing. Haven't run into... the one problem I still have is you seem to... Whenever you drag bunt, which is... you don't show bunting really early. You show it at the last second and try to just push one way or the other.
Yes.
You have no control on the power of it. So as you just hit bunt, unless I'm doing something wrong, you just hit bunt and it's like you hit a grounder to either the third baseman or the first baseman. So you can't bunt that way for a hit almost unless the defense is wrong. If they're just standing where they would normally be standing, you essentially hit a ground ball right at them and go, get me out. It doesn't work.
So the game doesn't recognize the difference between what is their term for early bunt?
A bunt. I mean,
so
they drag bunt's the only difference bunt. But
they don't recognize the difference like between the two? Or?
I haven't tried it yet, but I feel like if you are stationed for a bunt, it will just kind of like normally bunt. But if you try to drag bunt, which I'd be fine with it happening every now and then, but the fact that it always happens is the worst part. Because you'll be trying, you'll have like
a speedy... Didn't you make a character who was terrible at bunting, though?
Yes, but this is in my career, my franchise, where I have fast people who are left-handed, so they're already like running towards the base. And your idea would be to just lightly push the ball like 4 feet that way and beat the people rushing for that.
Yeah.
Which you can do. It's a thing that people do. But not in that, because you hit a grounder at the third baseman.
Interesting. So,
it can be kind of annoying. And then Far Cry.
Yeah.
Been playing some Far Cry. Far Cry's been a lot of fun.
It has been fun.
It's been a lot of, screw it. I'm not even going to give you my own testimonial. Go to Reddit. Just watch all the GIFs, and then there you go. That's pretty much what's happened in a nutshell to us. My game has freaked out while Matt and I have been playing co-op, and my game will freak out. The car will explode. I'll get downed. Then the car will appear 3 feet behind me, look perfectly fine, not collide with anything, and then explode. I don't know. There's a lot of weird bugs. Sometimes they're frustrating. I think majority of the time, I'm just laughing at whatever is happening.
Potential sneeze incoming.
All right, we'll wait. In three. All right, got it. Two. And he's back.
Yeah, I'm good.
That was a violent one. Yeah, lean back and everything. All right.
I sneeze very violently. I don't know why.
Whenever I sneeze, people think I cough.
That's true. You have a weird sneeze.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. What we can talk about that. I don't know.
I'm still reading the same book I talked about. Well, like I said, literally they could just go on Reddit. It's pretty much everything you see is what exactly we've experienced, but without having to look at Reddit to experience it. So make your own call there. I've been reading the same book, that Nazi book. Still reading that.
Oh, yeah. The
White Rose, Black Forest, or Black Forest, White Rose.
So after we talked about that book, something came up. White Rose is like a thing from... Is that like a resistance group or something?
Yes. It was a resistance group during World War II that was spreading propaganda against the Nazis within Germany.
Yeah. So that was the thing, was you said what the book was, but you didn't like describe anything about the book.
We weren't to the resistance yet in the book.
And then I literally, like the next day, I was scrolling through Reddit and like there was a history post about this like White Rose group. And I was like, this is oddly
coincidental. Yeah. We weren't to the point in the book yet for me. I knew there was a group. I couldn't remember what their name was.
Yeah.
And White Rose didn't trigger anything in my head. But then as I was reading, I was like, oh, yeah, them. But it didn't happen until where I am in the book now to actually bring it up. The only thing I'm going to call out, because you're going to call out Bill and Ted 3, I'm going to call out the World of Warcraft Chronicle Volume 3 that is out this week. New release, technically, but, you know, just calling it out. So,
if we're playing that game, I was
New Gundam. You started the game.
New Gundam movie coming out in May.
Ready Player One's out this weekend.
Two interesting reviews, I might add.
Yeah, I gotta see it, but
I think there's more people of your opinion than anything else.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen a lot of, woo!
Oh, really? Because I've seen a lot of the, it's funny because like of the echo chamber thing. Yeah, so depending on where you are.
Supreme echo chamber.
I saw someone who exactly had your sentiment, which was like, you know, I saw someone who was just like, the book's bad, the movie's bad.
And I can like, understand that one, but that's the one that I don't like because that's the people that snob it. But whatever, yeah. That's
something other people
I got to
like,
see it and judge for myself.
I saw the possibility of a Knack reference in there.
Oh my, please no.
Yeah, I don't know if that's legit or not, but.
I'll tell you where Knack wasn't in that damn book. Anyway. I also feel like maybe there's a potential that a bunch of people that I've seen that have reviewed it didn't read the book, but I can't completely judge them on that, whether or not they did, because some say it, some don't.
I haven't read it. I know, it's actually, all there. Like, Samantha got me the audio version of it, but she forgot to give it to me.
Right, because her and I were talking about this. She's like, yeah, I have it for him.
Yeah, she totally forgot until, like, I think it was supposed to be, like, a Christmas thing or something.
I think so.
She, like, forgot for months.
Yeah.
And then randomly mentioned it, and then, like, randomly mentioned it again the other day.
I'm pretty sure she randomly mentioned it when we were sitting in Star Wars, because the trailer happened when we were in Star Wars, and she was sitting next to me for the movie, and she went, oh, look at this, and pulls it up on her phone and goes, I have this for Matt and still haven't given it to him.
That's like, so funny.
Oh, jeez. Anyway. You know what's really far away? Something else. You want to know how bad this segue is? I don't care. Doing the new releases that came out this week. Somebody, all right, if you haven't ever watched, if you didn't watch Ubisoft's press conference at E3 in 2015, 15, right? For Honor? 15 or 16, yeah. There's a guy that comes out, I say Viking looking because it's like techno Viking, but not. He's got the nice long beard. He's got a giant cane, and he's got a bunch of like gothic rings on. And he's like, what about a demo right now? And he just points straight down at the stage. Just captivating.
Yeah. And that's, and he had like exactly, a semi like grainy, growly voice.
Yeah. Where he's
like, right now.
Yeah. It's like, it's the exact guy you want. It's like, how about the video games that are out right now, this week?
We should add in like,
I should just go steal. Yeah.
That are like new releases. And then like have him be like, right now.
Yeah. Dun dun dun! Tile slide goes across the screen because we're totally video recording this. Anyway,
it would have to be like,
are we going to talk production in the middle of this again? Damn it!
If we ever do get to the video recording point,
yeah, totally.
I stare at cameras.
Yeah, there's totally not one, two. There's another one over there.
If we have transitions, they should be like the cheesy like 80.
I was just gonna bars and tone it and hard transition.
What's the subreddit that has the you know the aesthetic there, the 80s
vaporwave?
Yeah, I guess that'd be what.
That's Outrun, but vaporwave's very similar.
Yes, yeah, that's it then. Vaporwave.
Yeah,
all shit like that.
I mean, we could do it. We can do anything we put our mind to.
Can we though?
No.
All right. So what's out?
Number one is for you.
That's a long.
I can't pronounce it.
Altair.
I think it's Atelier.
Atelier? Atelier?
Lydie and Suel, The Alchemist and the Mysterious Paintings for PS4, PC, and Switch. And then in parentheses, I made sure to write, it's only on here because there's a limited edition, and I have no idea why. There's a limited edition.
All the rage.
So I feel like a limited edition means that it should be a somewhat popular release. I've never heard of it. Number two, Batman Enemy Within Episode 5 is out this week. I need to play that. I'm pumped to see how the story ends, and then I can delete it off my machine.
Okay.
Free up some space. Bridge Constructor Stunts for the PS4. It's exactly like any bridge constructor you've seen, but with stunts.
Why not just...
Because stunts. Okay. All right, Matthew?
All right. I just... Yeah, it's cool.
Far Cry 5 is out, if you didn't hear us talk about that before. PS4, Xbox, PC. And I wish it was on the Switch.
Too powerful.
It would be awesome, though, to just run around with that.
Yeah, that would be.
MX versus ATV All Out on the PC.
We need like a really solid like MX dirt bike game.
This might be it. You'd have to check it out.
I don't know. Check it out. So cheesy.
Check it out. Let me holler at you. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Somebody get that clip and put this in there. Chappelle Show. Find it.
All right.
Number six, Outlast 2 for the Switch. Spooky. Number seven. Unscripted, we do that? What's wrong with us?
That's what I was thinking, too, though. I was like, I want to say spooky.
Number seven, Injustice 2, the Legendary Edition. So, DLCs for everything it was out on before, PS4, Xbox, and PC. The Witch and the Hundred Knight 2.
There's a one.
Apparently, for the PS4. And as I said in the parentheses before, it has a limited edition, but I have no idea why. So that's why it's on the list. Same with the next two.
Trending.
Code Realize, Bouquet of Rainbows for the PS4. Guess what? Hells has a limited edition. And I still don't know why. That being said, Code Realize, Future Blessings for the Vita still lives. No, it doesn't. See parentheses in the spot for number one, which means it has a limited edition. And guess what? I don't have any idea why.
Had some kid looking for a Vita the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We haven't had those in there in 4 years.
I had to, well, his dad was asking about it for the kid. And then I was like, they don't make those anymore. Like, they don't make the.
You'd have to go order one from Japan. Because I think that's the only place they're maybe still being made. But you can find them in Japan.
And his dad was immediately like, why the hell do you want this thing?
Why, son? Why must you give me hard times? Empires Apart for the PC. Does that sound like an RTS that Matt would like? It's because it's what it is. Agony.
See, I like the concept of RTSs, but
I like that he waits till I say the next name.
I know. I love it.
It's my favorite part about him.
I never play them. So,
what do you mean you never? Didn't you jam to Age of Empires?
I did, but that was so long ago, you know?
Fair enough. Number 12 was Agony for the PS4, Xbox, and PC.
Which is what I bring to Nate's life.
That's true. Agony, confusion, sadistic thoughts.
Okay. Could be worse, I guess.
Drinking.
I mean, I don't know about that. I could go much harder than that.
You caused me to drink. Yeah, much harder ends up with you vomiting, though.
No.
Yes. Anyway, Agony looks like a survival horror in the first person in hell. Quit watching the game. You're not supposed to be a baseball fan.
It's a beer commercial.
Oh, sorry. And you claim that I'm the drinking problem. Number 13.
I'm more interested in the commercials than I am the actual game itself. I don't watch TV ever, so this is like a...
I don't either.
This is a treat.
The only reason I have TV right now, baseball season. Because you know what? MLB The Show and baseball season. It's opening day weekend.
How, like...
Oh, my God. Can I get through the game releases and then you can ask me that question? I got two left.
All right, go ahead.
All right, number 13. Alteric for the Xbox and the Switch. Remember your question. But this game looks like the impossible game. Do you know what that is?
No.
It would have been like a web browser. You're a little red block, and it's just a platformer, and all you do is jump.
I do not know that one.
But you need to not land on triangles. Squares are okay, and that's all it is. So it's just a hard platformer. That's what it looks like. And then Farm Expert 2018 for the Switch, because we love calling out farming games for no reason.
We should actually play one at some point.
No, we shouldn't, because I'm not paying money for it.
All right, well, just thought. All right.
We can play something like Stardew.
See, that's like...
That's a good farming game.
I mean, it's exciting, but it's not this. It's not that, you know, like,
right.
we rip on farming games. We should get in there and see what it's all about.
We should purposely play a farming game, record it of us ripping. It's almost like we should do a let's play.
So about that question.
We have original ideas. Anyway.
Is there a baseball app that you pay for? Like, how does this work?
Sling.
Okay, Sling.
That's how I'm paying for it this time.
Okay.
There is, you can get MLB TV has a subscription service that you can buy for 1 year, and you can, I think it's like $100 something for 1 year, but you get access to every game.
Yeah.
That is shown. Which is like 2,000 some odd whatever games.
The Formula One season started.
Right.
And I've been trying to figure out, like, I don't want to pay, like, you know,
the funny
$30-something a month just to watch Formula One, like once every 2 weeks.
Right. The funny thing that I ended up running into where it was like 100 something whatever for the whole package for MLB. Why am I talking? And that probably would end up technically cheaper, but I would only get MLB. So I'm like, whatever, $25 a month.
And you're never going to watch all the games.
I'm never going to watch all the games. It's like $25 a month. I get Yes, which is the Yankee network. So I can watch that.
They have their own network.
Yankees have their own. There's a bunch of teams that have their own network or partner network. It's technically, I think they consider it the Yankees Entertainment Sports Network, but it's them. The Brooklyn Nets games are also on them. Like they have other teams that are partnered with them too.
Okay.
Like MSG is Knicks games and Rangers games. So TBS, I think, is Atlanta Braves games.
Like, that's ridiculous.
There's a bunch of partners everywhere. But that's the end of that. So now let's get in to the segment name that Matt came up with right now for the news.
News, news, news.
Perfect. What is that? Yeah, I got time. I can get through this news.
Okay.
What is that cat, or maybe it's not a cat character, that's just like, news. It's like I'm picturing like a flat face, and it's just like always disgruntled.
Grumpy cat?
No, it's not grumpy cat. No, it's like older. It's a cartoon.
Oh, I don't know. Man. Oh,
man. All right.
I don't know. The only like cats I know of are like Grumpy Cat and like Garfield.
No, and, like,
Meowth or whatever from Pokemon.
Team Rocket's blasting off again. All right.
Okay.
Team Rocket, man.
I know.
They're always blasting off because they, whatever.
We could do like a news always blasting off. That's terrible.
That's awful. All
right. So what's going on? What's going on in the news?
Come up with better ideas.
It's so hard.
Number one. I'm giving you number three, but here we go. Number one. PUBG, that is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, is going to be adding weapon
from
skins.
From Blue Balls. Just kidding.
From Blue Hole.
It's a joke.
It's the other. It's like a little bit further down. To be adding weapon skins and region locking. They're going to be testing a 4x4 map, which
is 4 kilometers by 4 kilometers.
Thank you. And you know the damn my Ron Burgundy-ness. So yeah, Matt, relevant. You know they're adding that stuff. You know the stuff that people have wanted forever, but now
I don't. Did
you,
I...
Oh, you spelled it wrong. You just have bad grammar. Now they have legitimate competition from Fortnite, so now they actually have to work.
Yes.
So you know what the funny thing is, Matt? I'll make my quick comment about PUBG.
Yes.
They now have 3 broken versions.
Oh, yeah, the mobile version. So, apparently the mobile version works really well.
So let's go with this joke, right? Hey, we're out on PC. We're not going to finish the game or optimize it. We're going to go to console. We got to try to beat people to console. Guess what? Fortnite's already on console, and they kicked your ass on PC. Why? Fortnite went to mobile? We can't lose that ground. Let's go there. We still haven't optimized either of the first 2 platforms.
I don't know what's more impressive. The fact that Fortnite did all of this pretty well, very quickly.
Yep.
Or that PUBG has had so much time and they've done so little, comparatively.
Welcome to DayZ and Arma 3.
It's just like...
It's almost like the same person's somewhat responsible in all those situations.
Wait, he is. Them side by side, it's just like mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, the boggling of the minds. Yes. Boggle's a fun game.
I don't know that one.
It's a 4x4 grid. I think it's 4x4. It's like a little block thing that you just shake, and there's in those grids land, die, that all have letters on the 6 sides. And once it lands, you have to try to make words out of the letters that are showing up.
This is like an old person's game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly an old person's game. It's a thinking game. So therefore, it's not keen to you young hip folk.
I think I'm older than you.
You are older than me by quite some years.
Wow. All right. All right, bro.
You want to start?
Let's not get crazy.
You want to start?
God damn.
You old man, halfway to dead. Number two. You might be over halfway. I'm not sure. It depends on how our lives go. Number two.
Could be tonight. Could be tomorrow. I don't know.
It could be tomorrow. It could be tonight. You never know. Number two, from Ryan Wyatt, a.k.a. Fwizz, the lead of VR and AR and gaming content and partnerships at YouTube.
Is that the now, official
that being
title?
Said, yes, that I think is... I don't know if... I think it might be two titles, but whatever. That's what his profile claims him as. And I do know that he was like the head of YouTube gaming at one point. Big tweet from him that says, how big is Fortnite game on YouTube? Fortnite holds the record for the most videos related to a single video game uploaded in a single month ever. Yesterday, there was a battle... Yesterday being sometime this week, there was a Battle Royale Fortnite tournament that had over 42 million live views on YouTube and set a record for the biggest single live gaming stream at 1.1 million concurrent viewers on the YouTubes.
That's impressive.
It is.
I don't get it.
Which
like
part?
Fortnite, like how popular Fortnite is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like it looks okay. Like it looks fine. I get why people play it, but I don't get why there's this much fervor over it.
Because it's not Call of Duty. This is where we're now at a Fortnite where Call of Duty was like three or four years ago.
It's like
what Halo was before Call of Duty.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's a power vacuum essentially. Yeah.
We went from Halo 2 and even into Halo 3 to then having Call of Duty, and then Call of Duty took over. And Battlefield was always there being consistent and being good, but it never hit the popular...
It's never quite has hit
never
that,
hit
like
the popular competitive shooter level.
Yeah.
And then Call of Duty continued on for a bunch of years, but then there was nothing to challenge Call of Duty for the longest time. And finally, there's this kind of new way to do things, and Fortnite does it the best. So everybody, like a bunch of the, I think it's Optix Call of Duty team, doesn't even stream Call of Duty anymore, and they get like annoyed. They just play Fortnite the entire time, so...
It's just frustrating because why can't we have more diversity with games?
Because money. Is that good enough?
No, it's not. All right, because sorry. It's not money's. It's people. Like I feel
well,
like
it's both.
I feel like there's all these basic gaming
it's
bitches.
A, yeah, but it's the same reason
like,
that we can't get
oh,
people.
Oh, I can't. I'm just too simple. I just need a shooter, you know?
Yeah, well,
like,
it's the same reason that you can't get people to not buy Call of Duty, and the reason it still sells number one year over year. Because even though it's shit, everybody just goes, I love Call of Duty! And you're like, just
open your eyes, sheeple.
Shut up.
Sheeple.
Shut up.
Play different games.
Are you doing like a goat hand? What is this?
It's.
I feel like you're an ostrich or something.
So we used to, back in the, I don't know why I'm doing that, but... Way back in the day when everything was black and white.
Wow, really?
And I was a young lad, because apparently I'm old.
You're not wrong. You are old.
We did this thing where when we spoke dramatically, we would do this motion.
Oh, okay.
And it was called goosenecking.
It is goosenecking. I can understand why you got that.
But I haven't done it in years, and I don't know why I started.
It's funny
doing
because they're... Like we've been around each other enough that we see when we do certain tics.
Yeah.
And there are times like when you're talking that you won't do this.
Yeah, but I'll
but
like...
you'll be like in front of you almost racially Italian style talking with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which just happens to everybody. But you went full gooseneck.
We used to do this like
yeah. I'm talking super seriously. It's like if you wanted to imitate Trump and you're like, listen.
That is my like Trumpism. Like this
is goosenecking. Yeah.
It's goosenecking. Yeah.
Number three is all you, sir.
Oh my God. I didn't even like this story. No.
Hey, listen, we don't have to talk about it much. I just want to throw it in there. You didn't even update number four, so it doesn't matter.
What's up?
Nothing.
No, I didn't. Cause I,
we're
I
fine.
Told you.
We're fine.
I told you. All right?
Stop. Listen. We're fine. You didn't tell me.
The FTC,
the FDC, the Federal Dick Commission,
could fine Facebook up to $40,000 per violation per day for failing to protect user data from Cambridge Analytica. And then my personal comment is, lulz, we all know that won't happen because big business makes all the rules. But
there's our somewhat political conversation for the day. Thank you for attending. Number four. If you haven't been paying attention, Facebook has been having problems and you probably shouldn't be on there anymore. Don't pay attention to my profile still being on there because, you know, there's nothing there.
There's look, nothing.
These are not the information you're looking for. Look away.
Facebook's like, no, we look at all the things.
All the things.
Exactly. And they're petting their white cat in their chair and slowly spinning around. Pinky to their mouth. Sharks with freaking laser beams. Anyway.
$1 billion.
Okay. Well, $1 billion isn't that much, Dr. Evil. You might want to try for like 100. Why do I gotta go? I can't do a Dr. Evil voice. I can do number two, but I can't do no, anyway. Anyway. Number four. I'm saying it. I don't even care if you didn't edit it. There's a Pokemon Go update that seems pretty large.
Good talk
from right there. Number five.
I don't know. Pokemon Go.
They're apparently adding like daily quests and stuff like that. So it's kind of actually giving the people that were still playing kind of something more to actually do. I guess, you know.
I'd be curious to see what their
I'm gonna give it
what
their
player like rates are.
I think the summer when I'm playing volleyball and stuff, because there's a couple stops and there's usually Pokemon when I was playing over where we play volleyball.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what has changed and been added and stuff since we've walked away from having cops yell at us to not play places.
Get out of here, you damn kids and your Pokemons.
You kids, get off this public property at 9 p.m. I said, get. All right.
All right, we're just going to go smash some windows.
All right, Officer Bob, I'm going to go rob a convenience store. Number five. No Man's Sky gets a summer release window for Xbox, which will include their new update called No Man's Sky Next. And not much is known about the new update.
That's the gist of it. I thought there
I
would
think
be
it's
something.
Interesting that they're coming to I mean, I think it's the right time for them to come to Xbox because nobody's talked about them in the last year.
Apparently so they've come out with three huge updates that have added a lot to the game.
But now that nobody's talked about them, like through all fall, it was never mentioned, they're like, we're just going to go over to Xbox, and like, why not?
Honestly,
but they're still going, so.
Depending on what the update is.
Do you still have yours?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
I could see it being really successful, like a successful launch for Xbox. They don't really.
It potentially could be a successful launch, especially because there could be a bunch of people on Xbox that go, I don't know, this seems fine. I don't know what everybody was complaining about because they didn't
That's
pay attention.
That's what I'm expecting to happen, is them to be like, this game's fine. PlayStation users are stupid.
I can only imagine the subreddit blowing up. Oh my god, this game's a ton of fun. What happens if I look at the beginning of the subreddit? This game blows. Sean, whatever his name is, a liar. And simpler times back then when you could just completely chastise a publisher for being and a dev for being a piece of shit. Oh, wait. You still can. It's weird. Number six, Matt.
Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, is coming to Xbox One.
Now, is it Senua or Senua?
Senua.
Okay. I'm only asking you because you've actually played it, and I've never heard it said. Is it Siwa?
Will it ever know peace?
Will Siwa never know peace?
So that's coming to Xbox One and
I should
Xbox,
go to the
obviously.
Tomb and investigate.
on April 11th. And it's... I haven't finished the game. I've played a couple hours. It's definitely going to be one of those games that like everyone should play.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
The graphics are spectacular. The audio is like, you know, like it's one of those things where you like a game gets a lot of praise for a specific thing. You're like, how good can it be?
Which audio that one got all the praise
for? I was like, how good could it be? And then you like... experience it.
It's
like,
because it's actually 360 audioed, right? So because you're meant to like hear voices around you and stuff.
Yeah, that's like it's supposed to like give you the impression of being manic, and like it's crazy. It's so immersive, and you learn a ton about
being manic.
Yeah, Norse mythology and stuff like this throughout the game, and like the story is really interesting.
Interessante.
Yes. See.
Yeah. Number seven, Far Cry 5 arcade news. What was the arcade news, Matthew?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't look it up? Okay. I couldn't remember if I wrote that or
you,
not.
You did.
So I wrote arcade I'm assuming news. Now, what I meant was the next line where I said fans are making maps like crazy because there were headlines coming out that people had already made PUBG, Fortnite, CSGO maps, yeah. and I believe some Call of Duty maps of were already all recreated in the Far Cry map editor, the which I did one, launch. Pretty robust. Pretty cool.
I haven't looked at it yet, but I knew what... the first headline I saw about it, I knew immediately, I'm like, this is going to be a thing. It's going to be a very popular thing. The first headline I saw about it was basically someone had made Dust 2.
Which is the CSGO map.
Yep, in arcade. And I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a thing.
And now that we're on a little bit of Far Cry.
Yes.
Only for this second, because I want to save it for our next week talk when we don't actually have any news, because I'll be at PAX East and Matt will be on vacation, not playing games like he normally does on vacation. Those turkeys, bro. Yeah. That's
they're
what you
legit.
Said.
They are legit. Now, like, I think it's kind of one of the allures of the Far Cry series, and they're really pushing it this time.
The silliness,
but like
the grounded silliness.
Yeah, the mechanics. They have these like the wildlife mechanic there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one animal that's just like you fear. And
the funny thing too, I have not feared a bear yet. That being said, like as we're talking about turkeys, I haven't feared a bear yet. I've hit maybe four with our trucks,
mm-hmm.
but I've never actually been like chased down yet or been like, oh no, there's a bear over there. Like I'm in Montana. Bears don't mean shit to me situation. Like,
I've been mauled by a bear. It's pretty interesting.
I've been mauled by a turkey.
Yeah. The turkey's worse, I think, because a bear's, it's fucking big. It's hard to miss the bear when you're yeah. shooting at it. The turkey is like, stop moving, you little shit. Like
really, really early on, there is a quest where you have to go to a crop circle, and turkeys are in one of the sections of the crop circle, and you got to get this glowing ball from the turkeys. And I ran in there and grabbed the glowing ball, and then I got mauled by four turkeys.
You're better off just like, I think you did it the second time.
Stood back with my bow, dropped all of them, and then walked in.
The best course of action is just to go flying through there in a truck.
Oh, yeah, and just kill all of them.
Crush them all.
Especially if you get the tractor with the thing in the front of it that just has like the grinder on it.
Yeah, like a harvester.
Run through anything. Number 8. Overwatch Uprising event is going to return on April 10th.
I don't even know. What's the Uprising event?
Like a robotic takeover situation. It's when the character Orisa was announced last year and released.
Okay.
Uprising was you took a team of 4 and you played like a wave defense situation. And there were scaling difficulties of that.
Okay.
Just a fun little thing.
You think they're going to release a new character or something like that?
New skins, I would imagine. I wouldn't imagine a new character yet. Okay. We just had...
I don't know what their cycle is.
We just had Brigitte, so...
Okay. I don't know what that means.
She's the Swedish support that's not pronounced Bridget.
Okay.
We talked
I'm
about her.
So out of
we talked about her a couple weeks ago, but you don't remember anything because you forget it when we leave.
Just Overwatch, man. Goes in one ear right at the other.
I think that's at most things for you, actually.
Wow. He's just slinging mud in this episode.
Woohoo!
Just slinging it right
Woo-hoo!
Over.
I'm a mudslinger. I'd be a great politician. Number 9.
I
know. Number 10, in case anybody was curious, Dragon Quest XI has a release date. Do I remember what it is? Nah, doesn't matter. It's Dragon Quest. It'll be out eventually.
It'll come out at some point.
Number 10.
10.
10.
10.
10.
10.
10.
Destiny's 2 Go Fast update is out. Apparently they hyped it for a couple weeks. I don't know. I'm not in the Destiny loop anymore.
Okay. I also have no idea what this is. So,
okay. It actually sounds interesting, but it's going to be one of those things where you're going to be like, oh, that's a little late.
Can I get a Sonic shader and a voice line in which my character only says, gotta go fast?
Maybe.
That's Probably what they not. Should have done.
All right. So there's significant changes and it's the whole idea is meant to empower players.
Is this an event or a full update?
It's an update.
Oh,
Here's a few of the changes.
Sure.
Basically, all weapons do more damage. Shotguns, 20%. Fusion rifles, 50%. Sniper rifles. Range, they do 40% more damage to red bars, 20% more damage to yellow bars.
Okay.
And that's just a couple of the examples. Everything got a buff.
Interesting. Interesting.
You can carry more ammo.
That's
good. They tweaked some supers to me. They didn't. Let me put it this way. They nerfed nothing.
Okay. All right. All right.
So they some supers got tweaked to be more powerful. Some got tweaked so you have more movement speed. But across the board, you get your super more often.
Okay.
They increased movement speed in general. How do they describe it? Every increment of the mobility stat.
Yep.
Was increased.
Oh, okay.
So it exponentially increases as you go up.
I see.
And they changed the drop rates for exotics, so you don't get repeated drops more as often. What was the other crap they did? Oh, there's unique rewards for nightfalls. And they tweaked the playlist so that generally in PvP and PvE, you get less repetition in maps.
Interesting.
Yeah, so basically more power, more speed, less repetition.
And even though you just talked that much, the next one is yours too, at number 10 plus 1.
Didn't know where you're going with that one for a second.
I didn't know either. I froze as like number... What do you call 11? What's a...
I don't know.
I don't know what nickname
almost
for
11. The Baker's Dozen.
We can't say that.
That's probably true, actually.
No, they don't have a copper. They said it in three different things. Are you kidding me?
All right. So GPU update. Sad news. The GPU tech conference has come and gone.
No!
With no mention of consumer cards.
No!
NVIDIA did announce a Quadro card.
No!
The GV100.
I'm going to stop now.
It houses a massive Volta GPU with 32 gigs of memory.
A what GPU?
Volta. Is okay. It Volta?
Yeah, it is.
It's Volta, right?
Yeah. I just wanted to...
Okay. It has 32 gigs of RAM. And it'll probably cost over $7,000.
Wow.
And out of curiosity...
You know who's going to buy that?
You?
No, people at work, probably.
That's what I don't know if you do that stuff.
I don't buy. I just judge.
You have to look at it and be like, ugh.
No.
Not anymore?
It's somebody else. It happens in my office, mm-hmm. So that's how I know that people are doing stupid things. But I get to just look at them and just shake my head in shame. Like, oh, tisk tisk, idiot, pleb.
So last week.
Yeah, last week is a thing.
I complained about the fact that we haven't gotten cars.
I was going to say most things, but continue.
Dude,
we both complained about it a lot.
I'm gonna have to get the tranquilizer out. I'm gonna have to put you down. You're getting feisty over there. Throw in the insults.
All right. I'm sorry. I love you.
Anyway, drink your Arizona tea and shut your mouth.
All right, school me. School me on the GPUs then.
No, last week I complained about NVIDIA and the fact that we haven't gotten new consumer cards.
Right.
I did a little bit of research after the GPU tech conference to figure out like their release, when they released previous cards and all that good nonsense.
Right.
So essentially I found out that I'm being an asshole in that if they stick to their normal release pattern, we should get new consumer cards sometime between May and September.
Released or announced?
Released.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense because NVIDIA with their GPUs, they always start at the top and release down. So the Quadro card is the first Volta step.
Yeah, your high-performance workstation stuff.
Exactly.
First.
And that is being that will be available in April.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully summer we'll see consumer. The first, like the GTX 2080 should come out.
If that's what they call it.
Yeah, if that's what they're going with.
Next one's also you?
Mm-hmm. Number 12.
Okay.
10 plus 2.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
That was hard. You don't even know. No, I'm gonna
You could have said 10 plus 1 plus 1.
I'm going to have to go take a nap now.
What are you talking about? You're just going to go sit on the toilet again.
Because... felt so good. Because GPUs are still overpriced...
Damn right
they are. You could pick up the PC Building Simulator.
PC Building Simulator is a thing on Steam.
That is a game. It is in early access on Steam.
If you wanted to really see what it's like to be in the life of somebody that's depressed, get PC Building Simulator, then get Game Design, or Game... What was that game I tried to get rid of by? Game Maker? No, it's not Game Maker. Game Maker's a program.
It was something along those lines, though.
Game Simulator, where you have to create a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like a faux game. You're just kind of choosing some stuff, and it happens. Then get like Fire Truck Simulator and learn how to put out some fires at some airports or something. Then get Farming Simulator. Let me know how that goes. And you choose which of those three jobs you want. Game developer, fire truck guy, farming guy.
I feel like I'm going to end up going with the farming one.
I don't know. I'm just bullshitting at this point. I got nothing to say to that anyway.
Now, the thing I thought interesting about the game, though, is that a lot of people are saying that it's actually a really good...
it's a pretty decent representation, and it looks like they actually have some of the rights for licensing. So
They have a ton. They have
brand name things in there, which is the key whenever you're trying to PC build.
They have a ton of partners, hardware partners, and they have apparently some really good tutorials that basically teaches you how to build a PC.
And next week, if you're listening to this, if you want to listen to this next week, I will tell a story about a time that somebody did not know how to build the PC and tried to do it on stage at PAX and fried their CPU.
That sounds terrible.
So that is a tease for next week.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, it was sad to watch. My dad and I cried in the stands. Not literally, but it was almost like watching your team lose a World Series in the stadium and you're just looking at them like, why?
All right, how much time do we have?
We got enough time for you to say the next one and me to get deals. Let's go.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because the next one was meant to elicit a conversation.
It can elicit a conversation. I can get through deals pretty quick.
God of War will feature a performance mode that will make the game smoother. I'm assuming higher frame rate. If you're using a PS4 Pro and not a 4K TV. So, if you're using a 4K TV, it'll just run like normal. But if you have a PS4 Pro and you're using like a 1080p TV... you can opt for a performance mode that'll use that extra horsepower to give you some goodness.
Only on the Pro, though, right?
Yep,
only on the Pro. The Pro allows you now in certain games to choose between higher resolution and higher frame rate. So
same concept, which is where I was going with this. Is there's a ton of, just scrolling when I was looking for news, there was a ton of games that were announcing an enhanced version or a performance mode or something along those lines for the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro. What do you think about that going on in the console universe? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
On having enhanced versions?
Yeah, like a performance boost.
That's what the consoles were for.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of like, that was, remember when the PS4 Pro was first announced? And
right.
Everyone was like,
and we got to listen to Mark Cerny's voice put me to sleep.
Everyone, like the people who had bought consoles.
Now comes with 9 teraflops. Thanks, Mark Cerny. Appreciate everything you do.
You know, everyone's complaining basically that, like, you know, I spent all this money on a PS4 and now you're just going to, like,
Put out another one
that performs better, which is kind of like a new thing for this console generation.
It's a half step.
Yeah.
Technically. Because it's not a PS5.
It hasn't happened really in previous ones.
Right.
Actually, in the previous generations, the Xbox 360 S.
And they had the Elite, you mean?
Yeah. They had
the black one?
Yeah.
Because it was better.
They had a chip in it that was basically like a restrictor that restricted its...
Yeah, that its, just sort of... It's what GPUs are. I mean, a 1070 is a 1080, but turned off the 1080 part of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, interesting.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm not surprised because that's entirely what those iterations were having the slight enhancement. The thing that I think is funny is that you're having to choose. You can't run both. At least on the PS4 Pro, you can't have both better resolution and higher frame rate. You have to have one or the other when you're making that choice,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Which I think it's the same. I don't know if it's. I don't know if Xbox One X gets a choice. It's
right.
just like it
the
just runs
other
smoother.
Funny. I mean, not funny, but it's whatever, is that there's still, it's the enhanced version, you know what I mean? There's no, this is a Pro game, or this is an Xbox One X mm-hmm. game. It's all, these are Xbox One S or PS4 games that have been enhanced for the Xbox One X and
PS4. I think it has some
Pro.
Like implications for when we're going to see the next generation.
I agree, but I think it's just funny to not have... I mean, we'll see maybe at E3s they do cross that border. I think it'll be really risky to say that there would be an Xbox One X or PS4 Pro exclusive to specifically that machine.
Yeah.
I think that would really be risky to do, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, if this is their plan to lengthen this console generation instead of releasing another generation like a PS5,
if that's their plan, then they have to release specifics going forward.
Yeah, I don't like the trend.
You know what I like? PC gaming.
I like PC gaming too, except
PC when... Master Race. I hate the subreddit though.
Except when you know,
Ghost Recon doesn't load.
Well, yeah, there's
the materials are way too outpriced. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing right now is that the GPUs are insane.
And
memory is insane,
holy
too.
Shit.
But that's... You can get around that, kind of, if you're looking at certain bundles or certain... If you buy at the right days and certain times. Yeah. There's been a lot of deals lately that have been killer for parts, but you still can't get GPUs anywhere near what they should be.
Faux shizzle.
Matt, you know what I could do? If I didn't want to spend a bunch of money on a GPU, you know what I could spend money on?
Game deals.
You're damn right I could. You want to know what's even better than game deals?
More game deals.
No.
Buying bundles of games.
No.
It's
less money.
Less money?
Yeah. Because they're even better deals.
Free deals.
Yeah, free deals is right.
Took me a while.
Are they free? Guess. No. Because technically you're paying a subscription.
Yeah.
And these are bonuses.
It's not. It's like, you know.
But.
Little Jimmy's mom's paying the subscription.
Little Jimmy's mom's paying. jokes I can't make, even though we mark this show as expletive every single time. Games with gold for April 2018. So these are going to be live as of when I tell you. And I'm just going to continue that. I forget that Xbox does the weird thing where they start one at the beginning of the month and the other one's the second half, where PlayStation's just the first Tuesday. So
yeah, that sucks.
Games with gold are as follows. On Xbox One, Xbox Live Gold members can download The Witness for free during the month of April. Assassin's Creed Syndicate will be available as a free download from April 16th to May 15th.
That's cool.
Two pretty good games.
Yeah.
Witness is highly regarded, and I enjoyed Syndicate. So that right there, according to them, via MSRP is about $100.
Okay.
They have it at MSRP'd at $40 for Witness and $50 for Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So
that's being...
don't ask me. I think it's generous. On Xbox 360, starting April 1st, there's no games. Ha! Gotcha! April Fool's joke. Boom! All right.
Jesus.
It's also Easter. Which I want to make the joke so bad, like, haha, I'm dead. Gotcha. Like, it's a perfect.
Yeah, someone didn't think that through.
No, but I think it's awesome.
God.
Come on, Dad. On Xbox 360.
You think I'm a joke, Dad?
Do you think I'm a meme? Sacrilege. On Xbox 360, starting April 1st, Cars 2, the video game, will be free for Xbox Live Gold members through April 15th. Then, on April 16th, Xbox Live Gold members can download Dead Space 2 for free through April 30th. Thank you, Xbox Blog, for that information. And Major Nelson, also known as Larry, whatever your last name is pronounced as. I want to say it's Herb, but I don't know if I'm right.
They should reboot Dead Space.
You went to Syracuse University, you know that?
I did not.
Good old Major Nelson's, he knows where Utica is. When I met him in Boston, we were hanging out, having a talk. It was a good time.
That's strange.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That probably freaked me out.
It did a little bit, because I knew he went to Syracuse, and I was like, whoa, where are you from in there? And I was like, Poland? He's like, I kind of think I know. And I was like, a little bit north of Utica. Oh, yeah, I know Utica. I was like, man, it's weird.
Poland? The country?
Yeah. I had some guy not even 30 minutes away from when he's like, where are you from? I was like, oh, Poland. And he's like, man, you look pretty good for just getting in the other day. I was like, yeah, you wouldn't believe how American I sound either. Shut up, you drunk idiot. Anyway, PlayStation Plus games for April.
Okay.
These ones start on the first Tuesday of the month, which is the 3rd?
4th, 5th,
yeah, 3rd. In Space We Brawl for the PS3 and cross-buy with the PS4.
Okay.
Toy Home for the PS3. 99 Vitas for the PS Vita. Cross-buy with the PS3 and PS4. Listen, I had to say it because it says that. I had to specify.
Okay.
Qbert rebooted for the PS Vita. Cross-buy with PS3 and PS4. Mad Max for the PS4.
Might get that.
It's free. Just claim it anyway. Claim all of them.
I forget to claim all of them.
Oh, my God. Claim all of them. You get on now, you can still claim Bloodborne.
I own Bloodborne.
Yeah, I forget you don't trade in things. Mad Max took me 9 to 15 hours.
So it'd take me 30?
Maybe. I reached the point where I'm like, I need to finish this. So, that being said, it might be arguably one of the better movie games ever.
I've heard good things about it, like when it came out. People arguably like, it's not terrible, but it's not...
The best movie game ever?
I mean...
I mean, it's not like a hard thing to say, but it's... I'm sure there's something out there that is better. And Trackmania Turbo for the PS4. That was a game that was out a few years ago.
Yeah.
The launch of the consoles, wasn't it?
Or
right around there.
It was like the launch
Might have been the year after. Yeah. Anyway. The other thing I'm going to call out is I'm going to give a good old shout out to our boy friends... Wanted to say boys, then I wanted to say friends, and instead I went with boyfriend.
Freudian slip, perhaps?
Yeah, like I'm not in the closet, because I am just outside of it over here. Like I gave myself a foot barrier. Anyway.
There's a closet there.
There is a closet there. Friends over at Humble Bundle, always emailing me whenever a new bundle goes live, now that we are... partners with them. Partners. I say that in quotes because we don't actually get any benefits, but hey, why not? We're partners. If you use our link, it's supposed to kick us a buck or something percentage, but nobody uses it. But I call it out every time because there's great deals on there. Only the ones I like, though. That's the thing. I only call out the ones I like. Some bundles aren't bad, but like I just don't have any interest in them. But this bundle I would have interest in if I didn't already own all the games.
Well, there you go. What's in it?
I believe it is a jumbo bundle, like whatever they call it. I didn't write down the name because, you know, I'm cheap.
Jambalaya.
Whatever you want to pay for, like whatever you want money-wise, doesn't matter. You get Holicon 6,
whatever. So I could pay Treefitty.
No. You could pay Treefitty. You could pay Twofitty. You could pay Onefitty, and that damn Loch Ness monster is going to stay right away from you. That damn Paleolithic creature just wants always want Treefitty. You can't pay that. I'm not getting into South Park. Mini Metro, which I think you've seen before. It's like that subway game where you have to do a little bit of city planning to like map all the subways to actually work together.
All right.
And Rakuen, I'm going to be butchering Helicon 6 and Rakuen, completely saying that wrong. But those aren't the ones. Those are just free for whatever. Pay the average. At the time of looking at this, it was like 5-something. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
Pay the average, keep talking, and nobody explodes.
That's a good game,
I guess. That's a good game. $5, good time. Make sure you have a friend. It's not fun if you don't have a friend. So, find friends.
I'll play with my dog.
Your dog is going to have you explode, because the entire thing is that you need to disarm a bomb, and one person needs to read.
Listen, have you not heard my dog bark?
Yeah, he's not going to disarm the bomb. He's going to set it off.
I thought you had to talk.
Yeah, one of
or
you
else
disarm...
it explodes.
Yeah, because you know the game, right? Like, I don't actually have to explain this to you. All right.
He can read.
Can he communicate with you and tell you which number is in which panel and which position that you had to press?
He's smart, how many blue
wires there are and which one you should snip?
Yeah, he can do that.
I'm pretty sure he would just eat the bomb.
Yeah, then it'd be gone.
Also on that average tier, Soma. Horror game.
Soma.
And Polybridge.
I don't know what that is.
It's another bridge constructor, because you know what we love here? Farming simulators and bridge constructors.
But we really do like bridge constructors. Like
yeah, they're actually pretty entertaining, and watching Matt try to build them is sometimes painful. because you get a budget and he just blows through the budget.
That's not true, first off. It's all for science, all right?
First off, it's all about tresses. You just build tresses. Anyway.
Exactly. Just triangles, man.
And the number one, the top tier, the $14 tier. Whoa. It's locked at 14. Can you guess what game is available for $14 that I would be calling out that I like?
I cannot, because there's a lot of
there's them. A lot. Yeah. I have a 300 some odd game Steam library, so yeah, it could be any one of them.
Probably played 25% of.
Wow, shots fired. You want to just start throwing insults over there, Mr. Mudslinger?
I
mean, Mudslinger?
I thought I was being generous. All right, 25%.
Probably is generous, actually. Super hot.
Oh, yeah. Super
hot. For $14.
It's a good deal.
And then everything below that. So you get super hot. You get a bomb defusal game, which can start fights within your family. It's
there's
fun time.
There's a guy at work who's currently...
fighting with his family?
No,
it's a bad transition.
Played super hot.
Oh, really?
And he randomly forgets sometimes that he's talked to me about it. So he'll be like, dude, have you ever played super hot? I'm like, yeah, I played super hot.
Do you just look at him and just go, super.
Yeah.
Hot. And then super just walk back and forth, like repeating hot. Your actions. Like, let me show you what I did. Be really entertaining. Anyway.
It would be. I got my PlayStation VR back.
Ooh. I want to put Kenny in it.
Well.
That's why I was asking you about it.
Now it's too late, because he's going to go experience it next weekend.
Ideally, I want to put him in a Vive then. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then he'll be like, what is this? What is this toy?
No, exactly. But like, if it's the same Vive that we did, where you only get the experiences, and you obviously you only have a limited amount of time, I want to put him in like Skyrim or something. And
yeah. I have Skyrim. I have Doom.
I have... if I redeemed it, I have Riggs.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. I'll get a bucket. Anyway. That is it for this week. That's all I got.
Get out of here.
You got anything?
No, I don't have anything. I'm gonna
looking
play
forward
a lot
to playing
of,
anything. Playing a lot of Far Cry.
I'm gonna play a lot of Far Cry. I'm probably just gonna just play that for like the foreseeable future. And
I can see that.
It seems like,
you know,
a pretty sizable.
It's foreseeable.
It is. It's farseeable.
Farsi. That was the earlier Far Cry games.
What was I gonna say? Now my brain's melted. And no, it's bigger than as she says, it's bigger than I thought it was. So,
3 inches
on a good day.
Struggles, man. Struggles are real.
I just want to keep going with this, but
I know we need to not. Gaming podcast.
Yeah,
totally.
Like, we haven't even left that first.
No, we're still in the very first
and
area.
So much,
but I feel like we're progressing. I feel like we're progressing through that bar at the top, like to get to him pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still so many missions and people
yeah.
you meet and stuff. So
I found
interesting
out.
To see.
I don't know if you saw it online through your journeys through the interwebs, but apparently, they give you incentive to keep playing stuff after you've gone through the main storyline in the regions. By you get a money bonus. So like,
ooh, I like money.
Once we kill that dude, I'm assuming that's what we're doing.
I mean, probably.
If we go back and play missions or side quests or whatever in that region, you get like twice as much money or something like that.
This is going to sound really silly, but what's the main guy's name?
John Seed?
No, John Seed's in our area. Is it Joseph?
Joseph.
Or is it Jacob?
Why are they all J's?
Biblical.
Yeah, but you could have went with Paul or Matthew or something like that.
Well, that's why the sister's faith.
I feel like they really cheaped out on the fate.
I just wanted one of them to be Jingleheimer.
All right.
John Jacob Smith.
I'm real curious about Faith because she's the one that does those creepy angels. I don't know if you come across them.
No, I don't think I have.
Dude, they're creepy. They're like zombies.
That being said, religious cults are weird, right? Anyway, if you want to, find us not raiding the Montana countryside of...
Which is gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, extremely gorgeous.
In the video game, at least.
To anybody that knows wrestling, and maybe I'll have to show you, do you know who Daniel Bryan is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
You know, his whole thing is yes.
Yes.
John Seed's whole thing is yes. And all I can see whenever he's talking or we're driving past a mountain which has the Hollywood sign yes on there is I'm just going, yes, yes, yes. And it's just Daniel Bryan all day.
I can't wait to find out where they're going with that, because they are making a point of making they're pushing the yes, obviously.
Yeah. I just want there to be a moment where he's like, yes, yes, yes. And then you just look at him and go, no. And then it's just, that's the moment. Because there was the option for me to choose yes.
I wanted when he's to, I wanted when to see what telling, happened.
I know. I almost want to watch
that's
the
right.
scene.
I didn't play that mission, so I'll...
Ooh.
I'll
interesting. I'll
go anyway.
Yeah.
That being said, that's it for this week. That was the Gamers 2 podcast. Gamers.
Two.
Two. Gamers.
Two.
Two. It's like super hot. It's perfect. Anyway, you find us on Reddit. We're not actually there. I mean, there's a subreddit, but we're not usually there.
No, no one does anything.
Gamers2.com is where you can go. Google Play, you can find us there. Stitcher, you can find us there. That's Stitcher. I baffled that. Spotify, we're working on it. That's all I'm saying. We're working on it. It's up to Spotify. If you want us on Spotify, message Spotify. Tell them you want us. iTunes, you can find us there. You can leave reviews on all these things. You can comment on other things. And there wasn't a challenge this week, but if you are somebody that wants to challenge us for a topic, it was feminine hygiene 2 weeks ago. Bring it on. We'll talk about whatever. We got a 10 to 15 minute intro every week where we just BS.
I know.
Bring me a topic. Let's see what's up.
We haven't talked about food in a while. We should bring that back.
Ooh, we haven't talked about food in a while, but you know what we are doing next week? We're pre-recording right after this for next week because I'll be at PAX East. If you find me and you can figure out what I look like based on my voice, say something.
That's creepy.
That is creepy. And I'd be impressed.
Listen, it honestly, like it would take the basic amount of internet sleuthing to figure out
It would
who
take
you
the
are.
Basic amount of internet sleuthing and an act of God to find me at PAX.
Yeah, it would.
Maybe not on
I'll
Thursday.
I'll give you a hint.
I'll say maybe not on Thursday. I won't be at the Rooster Teeth booth. That's not a hint.
That well, you'll be hanging around the Rooster Teeth booth or probably a fair amount.
Probably a little.
Depending on who's there.
Depending on who's there, I don't think the people you think are going to be there are there. And I'll have somebody that I with me to show a bunch of things to and get to do my.
Sure. No one from Funhouse is going.
Not that I know of.
That's sad.
Nobody, no one, none of my boys. My baby boy Bruce, my favorite. Him and I have a lot of intellectual conversations and memories with each other that he probably doesn't remember at all. So
he remembered you last time.
Last time, but that was now 3 years since I've seen him.
Oh damn.
Last time I would have seen him would have been at Let's Play Live in LA on their second show ever. They're his first show.
Who do you know is
Are we
going to be there?
Cool. So that's been the podcast. Find us at all the places I talked
well,
about.
Well, fine then.
You're going to have to go. If you want to talk about who's going to be at Rooster Teeth's thing, you got to go find it from Rooster Teeth people because I don't actually know. That's why I wanted to end it.
I just meant in general. It doesn't matter.
We'll figure
See
it out.
See you guys later. Have a
Deuces.
Good weekend.
Enjoy your
Happy
weekend.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy April Fools. This whole thing's been a joke. I'm deleting the episode after this. Later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.